Well, it was, I thought it was a great job by all our players tonight. I thought they really did a terrific job. We had a good week of preparation. Everybody was ready to go. We got some big plays from all three phases of the game. We got off to a good start. You know, we were able to play from ahead. And then, we just had a lot of big plays there at the end of the third, fourth quarter. Just got to give credit to everybody. Offensive line, offense, backs, receivers, quarterback, tight ends. Special teams really did a nice job defensively, turned the ball over, did a decent job in the running game, competed against their receivers. So I'm really, really proud of our football team and looking forward to moving on, to a bigger game next week. But it was a good win for us, and I thought those guys really did a good job.
So was the plan going in tonight to run the ball a bunch? You ran 45 times tonight?
The plan is to always move the ball and score points. So whatever is the best way to do that, that's what we're going to do.
But
well, I mean, we had some success, and we stayed with it. We also had some success throwing the ball. So I thought we had some balance there. Production in both areas, did a good job on third down at times. I mean, not all of them, but there were enough of them. We had to be able to make some big plays. We got a big play on play action pass, which to Danny, that was a big play for us. Coming off some of the run action.
Hey, Bill, can you talk about the job that Stephen Gostkowski did going in after Ryan Allen? He got up a couple of key punts for some last
week. Yeah, he sure did. Stephen's punts in practice, and he's done that before. But that was a great job. It's a great job. Brady Holden, Gostkowski punting. It was, that's kind of playoff football. Things like that happen. Guys get called on to do something maybe haven't done all year, haven't done, in several years. And come through with a big time, so that was a great job by Steve, no question.
How much of this is just a continuation of the way LeGarrette has run the ball in the last 3 weeks of the regular season?
He's run it way all year. He ran it way in the Atlanta game. And an offensive line does a good job of blocking, so if they can get him some holes and some space, he can run well. And so that Steven ran well too. That was a big run Steven had there on that third and goal and three or whatever it was, did a good job punching in the end zone. We got in on a 2-point play. So, I thought, Shane, we got good production from all our backs. Devlin did an excellent job, as lead blocker. So, yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, we had the two bad plays there. They hit the over route to Hilton, and then they hit the post on a double seam. So, look, they got a good quarterback. They got some good receivers. I mean, we've seen what they've been able to do offensively. So, we're battling there with them every play. I mean, they made some plays. We made some too. But our linebackers really did a good job, getting interceptions from Jamie and High. That was big for us, as well as, the 2x0. So turning the ball over was, that was huge. Jamie's been playing well for us. Been playing well for us all year, and his role in the kicking game has been solid, and he's played more and more for us defensively, but he's played well all year. I have to go back and watch the film. I showed up on him several plays, but he showed up for us all year. He's a good football player. Well, say look more carefully. He's been rushing. Yeah. No, we just got in off the field. I'm not sure. I mean, he wasn't able to come back. So take a look at him tomorrow and see where he's at. I don't know.
Well, you mentioned that Steve punted at practice.
It's been a little while. Yeah, it's been a little while. But again, we. We saw Tom punt last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I mean, we do those things. So, look, it's that time of year, and we all know we only got 46 active guys. So, everybody has to back up somebody, and you just never know how those are going to come out. Got everybody ready, and they were. They were. Did a good job. They were called on unexpectedly, and they did a good job.
Second game, Dennis played well. First game, he had to face block. You turned an interception on 7 yards.
Third down, like they were running a double slant route there with Hilton in a slot, and Zoe got a good jam on him, made a good play on the ball, undercut it, it was physical at the line. You know, he's done a good job for us. You know, he's wasn't able to play here for a couple of weeks. You know, he's kind of been in and out of the lineup a little bit for the last maybe 6 weeks or so. But, you know, he's had a real good, you know, 2 weeks of practice and you know, obviously did a good job today. You know, I think he's got a good set of skills to run the ball. He's got that combination of size, power, and quickness and speed. And he's not a fullback. I mean, he's not a fullback. He's more than that. And he's not a scat back either. He's got power. So, you know, he can run hard. He can make guys miss, and he can go the distance. He's made some big runs for us. You know, again, going back to the Atlanta game, and, you know, we've seen the last couple of weeks, kickoff returns. So, you know, he's an explosive player. Yeah, making some adjustments, you know, that's exactly what it is. It's sticking with it, and, you know, we ran some of the same plays, and, you know, we executed them better. You know, it looked like we caught them. You know, LeGarrette made a good play. It was maybe, I don't know, like a 5-6-8 yard run, and, you know, broke a tackle there in the secondary, and then, you know, turned it into, I don't know, however far it was, 60 or, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if you can get the guy through the line of scrimmage and then, you know, break a tackle or make a guy miss, then that's where you get the long ones. And that's, you know, good backs do that. They make some of those yards on their own. Just up to the line and the backs and the tight ends to get them started, get them some space, and then, you know, let them do their thing.
Must be hard for an offensive coordinator sticking with it.
Josh. Yeah, no, Josh did a great job. I mean, Josh called a great game. And, you know, I thought he mixed the play action passes in there with the runs and, you know, made them play both, and we had a good third down plan. We had some, you know, some key third down conversions. But certainly the pass to Amendola came off the run action. That was a big play for us, and, you know, it was certainly set up by some of our runs and run actions. Yeah, no, I just found out he was going to be here this afternoon. You know, I go way back to Charles back when I was in Cleveland and, you know, come in and play the Cavaliers and all that. I mean, love Charles. Great guy, great competitor. It's just unbelievable to me that at 6'4", he led the NBA in rebounding. I mean, it's unbelievable. But that's what kind of competitor and what kind of player he is. But he's a great guy. So it's good to have him here. I'm a big fan of his. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think Ryan probably wasn't sure how close they were to him, and then, you know, when he turned around, they were right on top of him. So, you know, obviously, if he had known they were there, then, you know, would have just been better off taking the safety, which is where it ended up anyway. But, you know, I think he was probably trying to, you know, pick up the ball, see if he had a chance to, you know, to do something with it. But, yeah, obviously, it was a poorly executed play on our part.
I want to follow up again on Jamie Collins. You know, we've talked all year just on how he was so versatile in college, learning at all three levels of the defense, and sort of how you decided to integrate him into your system at the linebacker position. How have you noticed his sort of progression as you took that approach with him from the start when you brought him in?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, he's worked very hard, and he's been very dependable and durable. I mean, he hasn't missed, you know, anything all year. You know, he started out playing, he's playing outside linebacker in regular. He plays off the line in some regular. He plays a nickel linebacker. And then, you know, you saw today he's, you know, out there on a split-out tight end covering them on fade patterns. And, you know, he's blitzing up the middle, and he's making tackles in line. You know, I think he's pretty comfortable wherever he is, whether he's out in space and covering a guy 20 yards downfield, or, you know, one-on-one coverage with no help, or whether he's in line taking on blockers or blitzing or, you know, covering tight ends from in close. I mean, he's a very, very versatile athlete that's, you know, smart, works hard, really got a great team attitude. I love having him on our team. I mean, he brings a lot. Doesn't want to come off the field. I mean, even when he's playing defense, you know, he wants to be out there in a kicking game. He's got good stamina, and he's very athletic and tough.
Bill, from your days with the Giants and then also winning the Super Bowl, do you
I mean, we like to win. So whatever we need to do to win really is good with me. You know, win running, win throwing, win shutting them out, win outscoring them, winning the kicking game. I mean, whatever it takes. Just got to find a way to do it this time of year. Every team we play is good. Every game is bigger than the next. So we just got to find a way to, you know, try to find some way to come out on top next week. I mean, that's really all it is. No, I wouldn't say so, Jared. I really wouldn't. There's only so much you can do. There's only so many plays you can run. You know, and we're not going to go into the game with, 35 running plays. I mean, we couldn't get them all called. So, we have our core plays that we're going to run in that game. And sometimes we see something in a game and we see, we need to have another play in there. So we, talk about it on the sideline and maybe put it in during the game if they're playing a formation a certain way to be able to, balance it off or, hit a weakness or something like that. But for the most part, we go in with the game plan that we go in with and we stick with it. Dante and Josh, Ivan, those guys have done a great job. George Godsey, those guys do a great job with the running game and, being able to coach it and organize it and then make some of the adjustments we need to make during the game.
Is one of the reasons that you
Yeah, well, sure, that helps. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. You know, when you have, 40 plays of, I won't say 9-on-7, but 9-on-7, you're just, knocking it out there in the running game in the games. You can't get any better quality reps than that. But, we've had a lot of consistency with our line. I mean, those guys have, Josh was in there the 1 week, and Logan bumped out to tackle. But, those guys have been playing a lot of football together with Hooman, with Mulligan, with Devlin. And so, the consistency and the continuity that they've developed from week to week has, I think that's also been part of it too. So, the more comfortable you get playing with your teammates and, seeing things, linebackers scraping and, and stunting and tackles, and those kind of things, and you just, eventually handle them better with more reps. So, we've definitely been fortunate to be able to get that. We've had been able to call a lot of runs in the past month. Okay. All right. Thank you.